From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
And I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
So, Peter, how big a problem are stray cats in Philadelphia?
It's a big problem. I spoke with Allie Cagnazzi.
My name is Allie. I am the community cat coordinator here at ACT Philly.
And she told me 400,000 cats roam around Philadelphia. These are unowned cats. These are not pets. These are unowned cats.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a mountain of cats.
Wow.
a mountain of cats.
That's as she just said. She said it was a mountain of cats.
The way the city tries to handle that problem is through something called trap, neuter, release, or TNR. Here's Peter.
And what it means is you go to a place where you know there are a lot of cats.
And then when the cat goes in and eats, the trip goes down, the door closes.
And you trap them. You bring them to a facility where they can be neutered, they can be fixed, and then you bring them back to where you found them and release them. It's humane. The cats are not harmed. The cats can live out their lives, but they can't reproduce. So the idea is the cat population will shrink.
But not everyone in Philadelphia agrees on how, or even whether, to reduce the huge number of stray cats in the city. The debate has neighbors, city agencies, and environmentalists all pitted against each other. So why can't Philadelphia deal with the problem?
Today on The Why, herding cats. So, Peter, you went out to see Trap, Neuter, and Release in action. You went with a volunteer from Stray Cat Relief Fund to this lot in South Philadelphia. Can you just describe that
scene? Yeah, we were at 24th and Washington. It's a big vacant lot. And people feed cats out there. And there's cans of cat food, empty cans, strewn about this lot. And what they do, a bunch of people came in, they set up the traps, and they started setting them out. The lot is in back of a bunch of row homes. There's a line of row homes whose backyards abut this vacant lot. And people started shouting over their fences at the trappers their opposition to them being there.
First of all,
do you know what we're doing here?
I know what you're doing. I went to your website. There's no need to fix these cats. You do realize these cats actually have an important part of this, a part of an important role here.
Got a little heated. I mean, people were really angry, and even the trappers were getting angry that they were getting pushback from the neighbors like this.
What were they upset about?
About a couple things. In fact, the neighbors kind of conflicted with each other about what their opposition was. One guy didn't want the cats to be taken away, did not want the cats to be neutered.
Their lives in peace. They have very short lives.
Are you going to feed them when they reproduce?
Actually, yes. How do you think these cats came?
He liked the fact that there was a colony of cats. He liked the idea that they would reduce the rodent population in the backyard.
So he wanted there to be stray cats.
He wanted there to be stray cats behind his house.
Hmm.
Another guy, just two or three doors down, started yelling over his fence.
Great, take these too, because it's not fair for them to be out here.
That it's great that you're trapping the cats. Take them away. Don't bring them back.
But what I'm tired of and what is unfair is people come
back
in feeding these cats. You guys collecting them and just re-releasing to our backyard.
So it's because the neighbor—
there's so much in my backyard because of these cats.
I know, but sir,
And then the trappers themselves had their own argument as why this is a good idea, because they're reducing the population in a humane way. So it was a weird three-way argument, and nobody was in agreement with anyone.
So none of the neighbors can agree about what to do, if anything, about these cats at that South Philly lot. But it's not just happening there, right?
Well, I was mostly interested in this subject because of what's happening along the Delaware River in South Philadelphia. There's a plot of land, and I've been asked not to identify the location of this plot of land. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But it's owned by the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation, whose main job is to build out the waterfront as a public amenity. They want to build a trail. And so to do that, they acquired, about 5 years ago, they acquired this plot of land. It has some abandoned piers that are overgrown. And when they bought it, it was overrun with feral cats. They said hundreds of cats. The first thing they need to do before they could develop anything was just contain the cats. And they wanted to do it in a humane way. So they called ACCT, the animal control team, who in turn reached out to the Stray Cat Relief Fund, and they created a cat colony. right there on the riverfront.
A cat colony?
A colony. That's where they create shelters, cat shelters. They feed the cats daily, and they do TNR. They do trap, neuter, release to this colony of cats. The idea is that eventually the population will die out by attrition, which is what the DRWC, the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation, wants most.
So why aren't you allowed to say where it is?
Right. Because if a person doesn't want his cat and he knows that there's a place he can dump it where the cat will be taken care of,
yeah,
he sure the heck will. And they don't want that to happen.
And there's another group with a dog in this fight, right?
My name is Bernard Brown. I go by Billy a lot of the time. We're standing right now under, you know, sort of canopy of trees. It'd be a great place for birds to come and stop, except for the cats.
He's an environmentalist, and cats can do a lot of environmental damage. Cats are hunters. They kill things. They kill birds. They kill lizards. They kill frogs. They kill snakes. They'll kill anything that's smaller than them that moves. And putting a managed cat colony on the Delaware River, which is a migratory bird flight path going north-south, is environmentally damaging.
We see, at this point, 183 species of birds documented here, and that's right here in this sort of old industrial spot in the city. These colonies of cats are entirely human-created. And so a bird would never evolved any kind of response to this, like dozens or hundreds of cats waiting for them when they stop down for a meal.
There has been a study about the damage that cats can do environmentally. Between 1.3, if I'm getting the numbers right, 1.3 and 4 billion birds in the United States are killed by cats.
A
billion
huge number.
With a B.
A billion with a B. The Audubon Society splits that estimate down the middle. They say 2.4 billion birds.
And Peter, wasn't this cat colony a target of arson?
Well, about a year and a half ago, someone set fire to it. 3 times in 2 weeks.
Jeez.
It was an arson attempt, multiple arson attempts.
This compound is now in ruins. Authorities believe what occurred was deliberate.
That is when the DRWC came in and built the fences, and they put a security guard. Part of the
There's a security guard for the cat colony?
Well, a security guard for that area.
Okay.
But now no one knows who did the arson. I mean, no one was ever caught. We have no idea who this is. Bernard Brown, I asked him.
That was a heck of an effort on the part of the arsonists.
Yeah.
Someone really was determined, yeah. I want to be clear that arson is never the answer. However much some of us might want this problem solved.
So everybody disagrees. Birders don't want cats contained in a colony. Trapping and neutering them works, but some neighbors really don't like that. I did read that in some places, they're actually killing cats, right?
Yes. Places like Australia, New Zealand. I mean, an article just came out in the New York Times about Australia's massive effort to kill at least 2 million cats by 2020. They started this a few years ago. And New Zealand, actually, Auckland, New Zealand, only a few weeks ago, passed a city ordinance to do controlled kills of cats.
How do they kill them?
Cats in Australia, in the outback, tend to have massive colonies in particular areas. Cats are pretty territorial, so once they establish themselves in one area, they stay there. So they have these huge, huge populations in somewhat contained areas. So what they airdrop, poisoned sausage. And also a lot of farmers just with rifles. Apparently a lot of the kills annually come from individuals with rifles. The question of the damage that cats do to the environment, it's quite stark. Several species of animals have gone extinct.
Because they've been killed by cats?
Because of cats, attributed to cats. There isn't much argument about the damage cats do. It's how you do it and how extensive it should be. But in these places, it's recognized that this is a real problem.
But again, we're not thinking about
We're not
about
there.
That here.
Philadelphia, no one I talked to said anything about killing cats in Philadelphia.
So what exactly should the city's plan be to deal with all these cats?
Whatever you need to do, it needs to be a multi-pronged process. And it has to be a process of a lot of community engagement.
Is the city prepared to take this kind of approach?
I would say they're not, mostly because city agencies and city organizations, they all have their own agendas. ACCT's main agenda is the welfare of cats and to reduce the euthanasia rates. They do not want to have to kill cats. The Delaware River Waterfront Corporation, their main concern is building an amenity that will draw people to the waterfront, make the waterfront an attractive place for residents. The Parks and Rec Department, their main agenda is to create a safe place for residents to recreate. They're not really concerned about the welfare of cats. And so everyone has their own agenda, and a lot of these agendas don't really mesh up well.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
My pleasure.
So, Shai, it sounds like we kind of aren't equipped to deal with this cat problem in the city.
I mean, I'm trying to deal with it on my end. My cat is a stray. Well, technically, she was born from a stray that my brother took in, so maybe it's not helping the problem, but she is fixed.
Well, I guess that's something. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari.
Tweet us at Shai Binyakov and at Annette JH.
We'll be back tomorrow.